are at the IPSA 2023 Games in Birmingham. We're at the judo mat now, and we have Chris Schuyler with us. Just come off your training, Chris. That was pretty full on there.
That's one of the easier sessions. No, that's just a bit of a sharpening up sesh. We had gym this morning, me and Jack. Just kind of get ourselves ready for this session now. This session was mainly just priming. So we're in the final few days now up to the world. So we're just priming, making sure we're ready to go on Thursday.
I mean, these are Paralympic qualifiers, you're a Paralympic champion as well, so still all to play for. You've got points to get. Training is absolutely everything for you. How much do you commit to that?
You have to commit fully to it. It's a lifestyle. It's a choice you have to make to become the best. I'm now in a new category, the bigger boys category. So again, I've become the hunter again. So. It's really nice. I'm hunting the best lads down, making sure I try to beat them.
How did you get into judo?
So I started when I was 5. My mum and dad got me into it because I was very shy. And they thought, what a best sport to get you being unshy by making you cuddle someone. So, yeah, it took me out of my comfort zone very quickly. But I made so many friends for life. And it's been the best decision I've ever made.
But you're obviously focusing the Paralympics as well, but do you take it sort of, you know, by our sport day by day?
Yeah, day by day. Like, I get to do the sport that I love as a job, so I'm very, very, very grateful to be doing what I'm doing. I love the team around me. I love the atmosphere we have, and you know, this sport did save me from a very dark part of my life. So, you know, I owe everything to this sport.
We were obviously trying to encourage more blind and partially sighted people into sport. I mean, not necessarily at the elite level, but, you know, if you can, why not aim for it? I mean, how do you encourage someone to get into judo? Because people probably think it's a bit too physical.
I think you don't have to be an elite level in judo. Just, you know, judo is a brilliant sport because it's so easy to adapt. The only thing you need to do is take a grip, and that's all. So that's why it's such an easy sport to adapt. And you see, you can go at any level. You know, even if you just want to do it recreationally and meet new people, that's why it's a fantastic sport. And you don't necessarily have to do standing judo. You can just do neiwaza, which is on the ground. Like, it's such an easy sport to adapt for your needs. And, you know, for any sport, really, if you're listening to this, go and have a go, because sport will give you so much more than just the winning. It's the meeting new people. It's, you know, giving you a chance just to go and experience different things in your life. And please, if you're listening to this, go and give a sport a go.
And that's it. It's not just about the fitness thing. There's so much to it, especially
Making mates, making friends. Your friendship group can grow massively if you get into sport. And, you know, as I say, it gives you something to look forward to every day. And, you know, as I say, for me to do judo as a job, I'm very lucky.
Chris, listen, best of luck. We'll be following you guys through the tournament as well. But
thank you so
for
much.
Speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, thank you so much. And it's great to be back on the radio. So thank you.